Walking Route 3, Beaches and Mills. Duration, 2 hours, 5 minutes. Uphill incline, 300 meters, 984 feet. Downhill incline, 300 meters, 984 feet. Horizontal distance, 5.9 kilometers, 3.67 miles. Route type, circular. Severity of terrain, 2. Route orientation, 1. Difficulty rating, 1. Degree of effort required, 2. Times are estimated with no stops and based on excursion information method criteria. MIDE, in its Spanish initials. Calculations are based on 2017 data. This route, which is approximately 5.94 kilometers long, 3.7 miles, takes us from the roundabout at the entrance to A Magdalena Beach to Rio Castro Beach, past the beach of Chamoso, Asmodias, Travesía del Río, Areal Park, and A Magdalena Promenade, before returning to our starting point. This relatively short and easy route is suitable for walkers of practically all abilities, comfortable footwear, and the necessary caution. We must remember that this route includes several clifftop sections, will ensure a truly pleasurable walking experience. Only certain sections of the route are suitable for cyclists. We start from A Magdalena, one of the borough's finest natural landmarks, next to the roundabout. We make our way along the sea promenade, with the former football pitch and A Magdalena pine forest on our left. This is one of the borough's best-loved spots and is popular with sports lovers throughout the year. Here, we will be able to spot large numbers of common wood pigeons and red squirrels. When we come to the end of the pine forest, our route continues along Cantinho Road, past La Panela Sailing Club, leaving the roundabout behind us on our right. From here, we have to walk up a set of 47 wooden steps, stopping on the way to admire the breathtaking views this landscape affords, including A Magdalena Beach, the railway bridge, and A Magdalena Pine Forest in all their splendor. On reaching the top of the steps, we enter a magnificent wood, boasting autochthonous species including oak, chestnut, laurel, alder, and holly trees. From here, and until we leave the wood, we must take great care, as this first section of the route runs along the clifftops. We must not stray off the footpath at any time, making sure we avoid any detours to the right. At this point, to our left, there is a viewpoint overlooking the rocks that mark the start of Chamoso Beach, A Magdalena Beach, Ponte de Ume, and the Ares Ria, or coastal inlet. Here, we will find some steps leading down to Chamoso Beach. This is a small beach, approximately 50 meters long and 10 meters wide, that is never crowded. It's a golden sandy beach, bathed by calm waters with a moderate swell, making it ideal for bathing. From here, we start a gentle uphill climb along the path. Once at the top, we turn left along Chamoso Road, keeping the railway line to our right. At the crossroads, we will find a path on our left leading to Rio Castro Beach. This small beach, which is also known as Almeidas Inlet, lies on the boundary between the boroughs of Fene and Cabanas. 50 meters long and 10 meters wide, it boasts fine sand and calm waters and is never crowded. From here, we continue our route on the right-hand side along the Fontinhas Road, in the direction of San Martinho do Porto. Walking through the railway underpass, we will see the town of Redes on our left. We carry straight on along the Modias Road before turning into the Chamoso Road. These are tarmacked roads, lined with several interesting examples of traditional Galician architecture, including a number of mills that have been renovated and converted into homes. On reaching the end of the Chamoso Road, we cross the AC122 Aires to Mugardos Road, leaving the cemetery car park of the parish church of San Martino do Porto behind us on our right. We carry straight on, keeping the river to our right before crossing it later on. We then continue along Rio 1 side road before turning into the Rio Road at the hamlet known as A Torre. This stretch of the route is peppered with a wealth of traditional architecture that is typical of this area. We continue on our way, turning right at the crossroads into Corredoiro da Iglesia. When we come to the end of this road, we cross the AC122 Aires to Mugardos Road, walk down the steps and continue along Costa 21, walking through the railway underpass and leaving the church of A Magdalena behind us on our left. We then carry straight on along A Magdalena promenade until we come to the railway underpass. After walking through it, we continue past Adeja Residential Estate, Areal Park and the Tourism Information Office. We carry on past the Tourist Information Office in the direction of A Magdalena Beach. We go through the railway underpass and carry on until we come to a traffic island that we will pass on our left, before reaching our destination.